24 minutes to 8. Welcome back. We continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. On Friday, we were discussing verse 132 of Surah Al-A'raf, and there we were speaking about those five different punishments. 133, that's the verse number actually. We spoke about Tufan, the flood. This is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala afflicted the nation of Pharaoh. That's the Copts, the Qibtis, with the flood. What is the meaning of flood? Some commentators have taken the literal meaning that there was excessive amounts of water that destroyed the crops, and obviously that destroyed their homes, etc., because it flooded it. Others say that in this context, floods refer to death, and there was probably some affliction that resulted in a great number of deaths. Wahab bin Munabbah, as we explained on Friday, says it refers to the plague in the vocabulary of the people of Yemen. Others say it was an epidemic of smallpox, or whatever it must be, but it may have been. But that was the first thing that afflicted them. The second, as we explained, Jarad, locusts. Locusts, you know, when they come in their big numbers, you can look in the entire horizon and you'll just see locusts upon locusts upon locusts for miles on end. They totally destroy the crops. We spoke about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referring to them as the largest army of Allah. Then Kummal, some say Kummal are ticks. Others say that it's locusts without wings. Whether it was the ticks that, you know, would come on the hides of animals and affect their livestock, or whether it was tiny ants, or worms that normally infest wheat. These are the different interpretations. Then dafadi', frogs. You know, it was a huge inconvenience for them. Multitudes of frogs in their homes, in their utensils, everywhere around them. They open a pot to eat, and they see a frog. And we spoke about the yak factor. That how yucky is that? You open up a pot of biryani and you find a frog sitting there. Imagine what they went through. What them? And the last was blood. The water in the Nile turned to blood. They would have water in a utensil. As they pick it up to drink, it turns to blood. And then you have someone from the Banu Israel picking up a utensil and drinking it, and the water doesn't turn to blood. But from those from the nation of Pharaoh, the Qibtis, the Copts, it turns to blood. So Allah says, Ayatin Mufassalat. These were detailed signs, one after the other. These afflictions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent as wake-up calls, but they did not wake up. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ They remain arrogant and they remain a sinful nation, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions. Now that's where we left the discussion on Friday. Taking it up from there, the scholars have written that what happened is that these signs were coming one after the other. According to some of Fasirin, as narrated by Zaid bin Arqam, there were 9 signs or 9 afflictions that afflicted them in 9 years. One every year. Others say that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lived among the nation of Fir'aun for a period of 20 years after the incident of the magicians. After defeating the magicians, he lived amongst the people of Pharaoh for 20 years before Pharaoh was destroyed in the sea. And in those 20 years, every year, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala afflicted them with a different punishment as a wake-up call, but they refused to take heed to the call. Actually, Sa'id bin Jubair narrates that first, when Pharaoh rejected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's request of setting free the Banu Israel, remember that immediately after he defeated the magicians, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, send the Banu Israel with me. Pharaoh rejected the request. First, Allah sent heavy rain, which threatened the destruction of all of their crops. Pharaoh became very terrified. He asked Musa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah. And he said that, make dua to Allah that if the calamity is removed, we will believe in you and we will allow the Banu Israel to go with you. Musa alayhi salam made dua, the rain stopped, but then instead of heeding the call, Pharaoh went back on his word. Then the second calamity struck, and the third calamity struck, all those that we discussed, the locusts and the lice and the frogs and the blood. And each time Pharaoh said that, supplicate to your Allah and ask your Allah to uplift the calamity and we will listen. But it didn't happen. Once the calamity was uplifted, they went right back to their ways. And again, I'm reiterating this point, although the Quran speaks here about how Pharaoh and his people conducted themselves in this circumstance, to a lesser level, it applies to us as Muslims as well. When we are going through difficulty and hardship, we run to the masjid and we make dua and we ask others to make dua and we make a promise to Allah that, oh Allah, if the cancer goes away, oh Allah, if you get me out of this debt, oh Allah, if you give me this or take take this difficulty away from me, I'll change my life, and then we don't. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this in verse 134. وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجِزُ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا أَحِدَ عِنْدَكَ. When any punishment afflicted them, they would say, Oh Musa, supplicate on our behalf to your sustainer as he has promised you. Meaning Allah has promised you, you are a Nabi, your du'as are readily accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. لَإِنْ كَشَفْتَ عَنَّ الرِّجِزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكْ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. If you remove this punishment from us, we shall certainly believe in you and we shall permit the Banu Israel to go with you. So repeatedly Pharaoh would say, you know, in each one of these 9 years or 20 years, that make dua to Allah, Allah will accept, you know, you are the Prophet of Allah, then you're willing to acknowledge. But once it's uplifted, you no more acknowledge him as the Prophet of Allah, as a man whose dua is accepted. When you see the manifestation of the acceptance of his supplication, you go back to his word, to your word, on your word. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجِزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. But when we removed the punishment from them until a term which they should reach, they would promptly break their promise. Meaning Allah says that we would afflict them, then we would remove it. Because remember, there was a particular term that would have to play out. Either the term here could refer to the time of their death or the time of their destruction. Right up till the time of their death or destruction, it was one affliction after the other, but they refused to accept. They would tell Musa alayhi salam, make dua. And when the affliction would be uplifted, they would go back on their word, إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. They would promptly break their promise. And this happened 9 years on the trot, or 20 years on the trot, and eventually then you taste the ultimate punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is exactly what happened to the people of Pharaoh, and that is exactly what happens to people right up till this day and beyond. This is the system of Allah. Allah talks about his system so we can take lesson. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah.